I can still go through number one and pull out so many parts because it's so condensed. It's ions. Maybe it's ions frequency.
Yes.
What they're laying out, the outline of what they're laying through, but it's really thick. But I'm like in number six, and there's so many little clues as far as what ion's doing with that series, Carolyn.
I know. The number one, the overview, was done in July, actually July 18th, and what we're going to play tonight is the next day, July 19th, and we have continues the overview for half an hour or something. But
wow.
Then, so that was done in mid-series, the overview.
Wow.
He probably needed Carolyn to get focused or realize where it was going. I'm not sure. I mean, Carolyn's puzzlement and inspiration and the whole mixture going on with Carolyn's response, but it's so profound what Ion is saying. It's incredible. You'll start talking like Bert if you start listening to it closely. You know,
Bob, what was the day you said it was?
We started in April. You know, within a month of Ion, the series was started. April something,
wow.
The 20th or something. Wow. And then we go through April, May, June, and then on July 18th, Ion does an overview, an introductory thing. Okay? and then we go back and play. And that was the first. That's number one. July 18th. Then we go back and play April, May. We work our way through. Now we're up to July 19th, which I had no clue what was going to be on. And it turns out Carolyn starts off with something like, and this will be played later tonight. Okay, we did the overview. I have some more points to ask about that, so it becomes overview part two. And then we go into the alphabetic diseases of that phase later in the recording. But that's what you got to realize. I had never said that at the beginning. He had no clue what the purpose was till July. He figured it out. Oh, this is what we're doing. As he tried to, you know, vacuum Carolyn's head. But it is
right.
Incredibly
right.
Profound. And there's a bit of a traditional psychology, a bit of, you know, total biology, a bit of regular allopathy. There's the ionic, just basic connecting or not connecting, you know, is a basic source of disease. It goes all over the place. But we are going to hear more tonight. Now, 2 weeks ago, I played, last week I played something, but it was the second from the previous week. We lost the recording of that one. So 2 weeks ago, we didn't play. We jumped a few diseases or symptoms. And so we found the transcript. Carolyn had the transcript. So she's going to read the transcript tonight in a few minutes.
Mm.
And then we're going to get Ed to put it in the proper place 2 weeks back. And then what we heard last week will come after it. So we want to correct the record, and Carolyn thinks she can explain it. So why don't you stay on, Bert, because as Carolyn talks about it, let's see what questions you or Ginny have about whatever Carolyn's going to say. Right, Carolyn, what are the issues that are coming up in this one?
Mononucleosis and multiple sclerosis, and that's it. So it was a short one. And when I'm talking, Bob, you have to mute because there's a feedback.
Yeah, and the... So you'll see last week we began with neuropathy, the letter N, N is in naked. So we're going to go back to the M's, mononucleosis and the other one, and they'll follow from the M as in Michael 3 weeks ago, and then we'll put the neuropathy in after what we're going to do right now, and then we'll put in what I'll play many hours from now, which will get into maybe the N's and maybe some O's. Can't remember. So, you know, let's see what Carolyn says. And Bert or Ginny or anybody else, I think they're all unmuted, can ask questions about what I am saying. And we'll see what Carolyn says about it. That's a good idea, right, Carolyn?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So you're going to say Ion's words.
Yeah.
And they're pretty...
As I, you know, speed type them. So it's, you know,
you gotta
fill
in.
Rough. And I'll be editing it for Ion's abuse and tactlessness.
Oh, normally he'd get away with it,
yeah.
But here he's absent. He lost the recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of recordings we've lost. One was like the secrets of everything, the most important recording of all, and got deleted. So we're never going to find out what the story was. Sorry, that one got lost. I'm pretty sure I undeleted it. You didn't want us to know. So try to forget about that the ultimate recording, not one of these medical ones, but another one in that period in 2009, got lost. I got the notes for it. And I was real, wow, look at this. Look, oh, my God, I can't wait. This is about 2 months ago. And then I went looking for it. We didn't have it. We even got our computer guy to look for it. He couldn't find it. So let's hope we'll be able to recover from that missing thing. So this is a minor missing one. Not that significant. Carolyn can fill it in. Or if you have questions when Ian comes back about it. Okay, so I think that's a good preamble, Carolyn, for what's the date?
Date is July 16, 2009.
So that's 2 days before the overview.
Hmm.
And it's session number?
87.
Okay. All right. Let's
okay.
go. I'll mute.
Mononucleosis, the kissing disease. So Ian starts talking right away. Mono is interesting because it's one of the few cold-like inflammations or infections like the Reiner virus. It seeks out the lymphatic system and shows up in the throat. And you can have a fever and you can end up, or it can end up in the underarm lymph nodes. There's a flushed, swollen, raw throat. It will pass on its own, I guess, viruses into the bloodstream and it can cause a strain. I don't know if that's a strain on the body or a specific strain of the virus. Mono is rare that you get it by yourself. You have to have somebody else to get it. You have a young girl and you get to first base. That's why they call it the kissing disease. Mono can be that telltale sign of an engagement and can make that system fragile and vulnerable to make it contagious. You can't catch it in the air. It's saliva-based. It's not a rhinovirus. That's the process. The other side that comes in, it has a greater tendency in young folks, typically what you call greasy teenagers. Their hormone system is developing, especially post-pubescent. They have acne, and their body's up and down, and they can't stop eating. Their body is recalibrating its new balance place. Sometimes there is a word, and I typed it as leucidic, L-E-U-C-I-D-I-C. There's no such word. There's a leucidic balance that is practically impossible to control in that teenage transition that affects the inside of the cells. So I said, an amino acid, are you talking about leucine or isoleucine? Ion says, yes, that's it. Now, I don't know if that was it because it was way off. Yes, that's it. Out of balance, you become a sponge to this particular kind of congregation. It's not like the rhinovirus, not like the flu. It affects the nucleus and ends up in your lymph. If daddy thinks you are alone, maintain monoism, and you will never come home with mononucleosis. So that's his, you know, don't go with a boy because your daddy doesn't want you to be with boys and you won't get mono. So that's it. That's all about mono. So you can.
What is mono considered a virus? Is he going contrary, a really major meme?
No, it's a virus.
And he's saying it isn't.
It's not like a cold. It's a different type of virus.
And at the very end, then he said, if you've got a psychological attitude with your father, you will get it.
I don't know if he said that. He just was making a joke that maintain your monoism by staying by yourself. Don't attach yourself with a boy. Don't kiss a boy and you
when
won't
you
get
have it.
Mono. No, don't kiss a boy and you won't get mono.
So that's the way you get away? You don't get it by not kissing.
Yeah, it's prevention. So anyway, the virus is Epstein-Barr virus that gives the mono, and he could have gone into, I don't know why we didn't, but the whole Epstein-Barr virus, people talk about that as the beginnings of chronic fatigue in some people.
Well, you read through it. I didn't keep up with it. I don't know the body parts enough to, as you hip-hop. So has anybody got a point to make about it?
And to me, it's no big deal. He isn't really revealing anything exciting there.
It's all normal, what he's saying.
I think so.
What do you think, Bert?
But the common symptom is the inflamed lymph nodes. Is that what he said?
Yes, yeah, sore throat and in underarm lymph nodes.
And that's normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, it's normal from a technical standpoint. It's a normal reaction.
Yeah.
It's a normal symptom.
Yeah, what I'm reminded of is one time I had a young boy patient, 16 years old, and he came with these swollen neck glands and underarm, and I thought, well, it could be mono, but then I thought, no, there's something more going on, and it turned out he had lymphoma. He had cancer.
Did he die?
No. Nope. No. Nope.
What did you do for him?
Well, I had to send him to the specialist, and I had put him on the necessary supplements, but they told him he couldn't take any vitamins.
So he followed their protocols and survived.
He survived, yeah. Okay, so that's
so wait a minute.
Mono.
So I never had mono, so I don't know anything about it. I like JW's father's attitude. If I don't know anything about it, I ain't going to get it.
Right.
Don't know if that works for everybody, but me and JW's father.
Right.
I mean, I'm glad I know nothing about medicine.
Yeah.
So, did Ginny, anybody else, or Jean find it easy to understand?
Sure.
Go on, Jean.
Sure.
It, yeah,
I'm looking
there.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the next one. I don't really have any input for this one.
Well, the thing is, you guys think it's normal. I didn't understand anything about it.
That's because you don't know.
I don't even know where the lymph nodes are. Are they on the throat or underneath or all over?
They're all over. They're throughout the whole body. And when you get an infection close to, well, wherever you get an infection, the lymph nodes close to the infection will expand, will increase to try
and
to
get some people
infection.
Will remove those glands or have them removed.
How do you do that?
For
well,
other
the doctors
people.
Say, oh my gosh, these lymph nodes are all too big. We better get rid of them, whereas they're trying to help the body fight the problem.
And you cut them out of your neck?
Yeah, I mean, they do that in cancer, mostly. Multiple sclerosis. And people call it MS, as most of you probably know. So I'll say MS. And Ayn starts off. MS is mostly in the combination of working through the spinal cord, scoliosis, bringing that into sclerosis. It has a lot to do with muscle atrophy, lost vocal cords, lost reactions, becoming, and I just have here, become drawn. Now, the sclerosis is true. It's that's the word they use for MS. I don't know about scoliosis. I don't think that's part of MS. There is action on the spinal cord, but not...
Scoliosis refers to something else.
Yes. Yeah. So let me just look this up, actually. Sclerosis and MS and see what they say. Multiple sclerosis is a disease that causes demyelination, disruption of the myelin that insulates and protects nerve cells of spinal nerve and brain cells. The symptoms and signs depend on where the nerves are demyelinated. So I want to find out if demyelination is the same as sclerosis, and it may not. be? I mean, it's called multiple sclerosis, so I'm just wondering if Ion's just sort of saying sclerosis because that's the name of the disease, demyelination. And, yeah. So it must be an early word that they started to use to define the condition before they found out it was demyelination. So Ion continues, the only way MS can be is to travel through the spinal column every single time. Many people who suffer from MS have a mild form of scoliosis, so maybe that's true, which could, and this is me saying, which I guess could put a stress on the spinal column and the spinal cord. A breakdown in the structure of how your spinal column is reacting to your trunk is where you get the disconnection. Okay, so that's interesting. What I do there is sort of look up if chiropractic is supposed to help multiple sclerosis to help that scoliosis. Ion continues, if you have a disconnection of flow in the spinal cord, if that damage takes place, so that's the complete sentence, they haven't calculated how to identify which synaptic nerve endings to the spinal column, which is the vertebral protection. Just like any disconnection, you embrace that process. This is the non-physical disconnection. The nerves were turned off. Depletion of the registering that goes into atrophy or muscles being affected. So I think all that is talking about the disconnection between the physical and the non-physical, which means you turn off the flow to your physical and create a disconnection. And then he talks about Guillain-Barré syndrome. He says Guillain-Barré works the same way, but at a different place. It shows up the same way. It starts affecting the nerve endings in the organs. The disconnection is similar. You're not living up to the expectations of someone you love and trust. This sounds like total biology here. You're not living up to the expectations of someone you love and trust. And I think he means you've decided that should be your reality. So you have expectations and you don't think you're living up to them. That's a disconnection and you push against it. They give it all up for you to be this or that, and your disconnection with that preordained choice can sometimes activate what you call MS. You will choose. And he says about MS, people die with lungs drowning, lack of muscle stimulation that allows your muscles to function. They can keep a crystal clear mind, which is the most amazing part. Even the sensitivities are heightened. And I just say they have a lot of nerve problems. Ion says that's only in their mind. Their toes can itch even if they don't have toes. In a typically balanced mind, if you touch a stove, you're going to react. An MS patient may not have that same response. Their hand can burn not being anywhere near the stove. The fulcrum balance of the mind can speed up or slow down the process. And the balance of their mind in the fulcrum, they encapsulate the speed or slowness of the progression of the nerve damage. Once you get MS, they say there's no cure, then they just treat the symptoms. You go to the MS doctor and see the other people in the office and you think that's you. Some go in, some go maybe die in 4 years, some take 20 years. You have control of the speed or slowness of this nerve damage. We don't like the word damage. You are making roadblocks so you can peacefully enjoy the quietness of your mind. So that's interesting. Ion is saying you're making your own roadblocks in your physical so you can peacefully enjoy the quietness of your mind, so you can just be in your mind. In their mind, Ion continues, in their mind, they are not disconnected. In their mind, that's normal. their motor skills are much more honed than someone not diagnosed with MS because they have to handle their nerve-muscle relationship. I think I then talked about an MS patient I had, and she was the most rigid person I've ever met. Her spinal, and Ion seems to say here, her spinal cord said, shut it off. And then they said it responds to the fastest path to their joy. Continues disconnection, the turning off the nerve connections to make it the fastest path to your joy, all in a perfect mind. Who recovers from MS? Everyone can. If you understand this, you can open it back up. You can't break your own rules. Relax and allow. Now, that's the end of the words that day. But then on December 9th, 2009, on cash flow, Ion says some more words about MS. So I don't know, Bob, if you want me to say those words.
Yeah, say them. Yep.
Say them. Ion says, with MS, take heparin, to a blood thinner, to thin the blood and rip those veins open and lose pressure, or if it's backed up, put in a stent. If you have narrowing of the path, especially in the labyrinth of your mind, you're putting up walls. Take no action till you find the fastest path to your joy. Engage shellfish, brackets full of mercury, to change your dieting. Increase the lipids within your system so much so that it will increase your LDL, HDL, which is the good fat. Ion, every time you narrow your driving field, you have trouble. Chainsaw surgery. I don't know how this is really related to MS, but chainsaw surgery, you know, Ion says that a lot. If you, something offends you, take a chainsaw to it. You get to decide where you are. The non-physical side, that is you, you can bring the woo-woo into your spirituality, engage it, and it becomes an intrinsic part. It's the you. It's the you, comma, that disease that they have named and created that you can catch. No one died of cancer before they named it. Why not have a disease that you can't die from? From the woo-woo aspect, recreate your world. You are the inlet and outlet of what stays and what goes. If they don't have a way to clear things in their physicalness, they end up catching what they are trying to help others work through. I say, what's the process of clearing? Ion says, let it go. Don't engage it. Don't validate it. And Bob says, do not go to a doctor. Ion says, no, you won't have that. We say you are the great physician. First heal yourself. We are never saying that. Dot, dot, dot. You want the evidence. So that's the end of a bunch of words, Bob. There's a few good things there, but I don't know if it made sense to anyone else.
Okay, can you summarize? Because, yes, I don't know what you were saying. It is all over the place. So
Yeah. Try
to summarize what you think Ion's saying about MS.
That you create a block where of your nervous system because that's the fastest path to your joy. I mean, that's as much as I can generalize.